And since I was using this edition, it's a little difficult to go from here to there. In other words, if you have this, it tells you the relevant portions of the back, the tabla. If you have the old one, it's hard to know where is it, the new one. So I apologize. We'll just extrapolate. If you look in the back of here, you'll be able to figure it out. Okay, I'm quoting it from Perek Yud Beis. There are five sifim in a row on the topic we're going to discuss right now at the beginning. In Perek Yud Beis, it's Sif Yud Aleph through Tesvav. I'll check the tabla in the back as a way to compare the different editions for those who, it's very nice to put it in the back of this edition. For those who want to look at the tabla in general, it's on page Tuf Yud. That's where it's Tuf Tes. So in Perek Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, to Tetzvav, and the old one is Tes to Yudalit. So he added one more. It's off by one. Okay, so everything's going to be off by one. The footnotes probably off a little bit also, but it won't be so hard to find. Okay? He wants to talk about steel wool. Anyone knows what steel? Never heard of steel wool? Brillo? Soap pads? No one ever uses it anymore? May, you know what steel wool is? Only one person knows what it is, Rabbeinu Meir. You also know what it is? No, it's nothing to do with Shabbos sponge. This is made by major manufacturers. Used to be millions of them, and it's not popular anymore? I once got into big trouble about this. I'll tell you a story about this, a great story. I was almost fired. Yeah. When I first, as an irony, where it happened, when I first came to Riverdale, well back in, I think it was my first year, 1974, I was invited to speak at SAR before Pesach. It was Pesach. And somebody asked me, the OU took off its hashkacha on Brillo soap pads. So can you still use Brillo soap pads? I said, yes. It's not Royal Achilles Kelev. Whoa, some balabos went to my people and said, you have a crazy reform rabbi. He's mad at Brillo soap pads without an OU. Crazy. Wanted to get me fired from my job. Didn't work. That's my history with soap pads. So, some have soap, some don't have soap. The question is a schita question. Is it a schita question? He passed it. It's usr. It's a problem of schita. Now, he goes on and discusses something which is called a mevreshet, which is a brush. Muto lishtamesh bi mevreshet yevesha balat sarot rakot l'nikui bakbuk. Okay? And you should try to use, if you can, a mechome sinteti she'ein sarotea tzfufot zu lezu. Should be properly synthetic, and the respective bristles, I use that word, should not be close to one another. Who said so? He heard from Shlomo Zalman. This is footnote Memvav. The Kodovah Shein Ebolea Ve'Nifcho Mishtana Machbas HaMayim HaNechnosin. Its volume does not expand. If I have a shirt and I soak it in water, guys go swimming sometimes with the whatever. So they come out with a shirt and it's soaked in water. So the volume of the shirt expands because the water gets into the material of the shirt. But what if you have a brush and the volume does not expand because the water falls out? Kama chalalim shebein asaros ha-mevreshes nikarim la'ayin. Visible. It's not as head to gamma. It's like a thin pipe. Thin pipe is always a schita. It's better than or v'saros shinchof mishabrua enib nunheim shetzfuf and biyosa. We have schita b'seir. Why? Officially say it's not absorbed. But you have a million hairs on your head or in your beard. This case may be. And the space between them is so small that it looks like it's absorbed. It doesn't really absorb it in the hair, but it looks like it. That's why it's chidah b'drabbanan by seyer. But if a guy has, I don't know, the two hairs or 10 hairs and he puts some water in it, it's obvious that nothing is absorbed by anything. So that's what he says. So the why did he ask of the soped? The answer is the steel wool, because there he considered it to be something which is too tzafuf. It's too tzafuf. It's too close to each other. But If you look again in footnote Laman Hay, he has a different Isser. He says Isser of Mamachek Lekalim, and he's not worried about Schita. Look at Tosa Shulchan, Sivkon Laman Gimel, Teisu Mishum Schita. Now wait a second. Look at Memvav, he says. He goes from Laman Hay to Memvav. There's a dispute between Rabbi Avraham Chaim Nox, Tosa Shulchan, and the Shmir Shabbos Kokosa. If you have the steel wool, is that a situation which is considered too close to each other and it absorbs, as the Tosa Shulchan seems to say? And apparently, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman thinks not that way. I thought the Tosa Shulchan is right. The steel wool is very made of so many different little things. It's so safuf. I thought that's what I thought, but that's a shayla. It's a shayla. Because the Tosa Shulchan agrees to the svara of the Shmir Shabbos that only if it's sufus, he considers it sufus. Okay? Now take a look over here. I brought the Piskei Tshuvos. Here comes to save the day. Simon Shin Beis, footnote 273. Watch what he says. He says like this. Can you use these things to wash your dishes? Okay. What's the law? What about a toothbrush? What's the distinction? Eilu she'ein b'hem silsulim usarot harbe, v'chalalim she'bein ha'sibim v'asarot rechavim v'nirim la'ayin, v'ein ha'mayim nechazin v'negarim b'tocham, she'bein mutl l'shtamash b'm Shabbos v'yantif, v'ein eilu, שהם בעלי הרבה סלסולים ושרות, והמים נאגרים בתוכם, שיש שם איסה סחיטה, that's what I thought he's right. But then he says, כגון רוב סוגי צמא פלדה. I think the most steel wool is included in the latter category, which would be prohibited. That's what I thought, frankly. They have all these things to wash dishes. They have the kosher, it's kosher for washing dishes on Shabbos. They have these brushes. Have you buy those things? Some have bristles which are pretty, you can see between the two bristles. That's mutter. But if it's these some of these, what do they call them? Dobies? Is that what they still call? They still call them that? That's a problem. It seems to be there. It's a lot of stuff, and you can't see between the intricate parts of the inside. So again, I'm giving you the general rules. Obviously, where exactly you draw the line is a matter of some dispute. What will happen in the following case? Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. In Perik Yud Beis, Ha'ara Lamed Tes. He wants like this. He says, "I feel in the Shem Asfugo Amalas Besoch Kor Malei Amayim." I have a sponge, and I have a. Some people wash the dishes in a basin, and I want to rub the dishes with the sponge, but it's full of water. There's water everywhere. The sponge is underwater. What's the problem? It's underwater. No, still not allowed. Even toch hamayim. Why? Shrei gam kan yavol de schita. Effect of Shlomo Zalman, you don't need the retiva shebesvug, it's kula nitzim besoch hamayim. So yesh lain, he says, the shor chashuch and asks it, shin chav gimel yud beis. Shlomo Zalman is wondering, maybe it should be mutter. Pashas is like holech le'ibud, right? It's, you don't need the water. It's surrounded with a whole dish, a whole basin full of water. So could be, I saw in the Lama Tes Melachas, right, he said it's Aser, Midrabanan, like Holech Le'ibud. And he tells you to look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Chaf Sif Yudches. I don't know if I missed the brew on the table over there. Maybe I put it. No, you know where I put it? I forgot, from the earlier year. My mistake. Thank you. Shin Chav Sif Yud Ches. We know we've been here a couple of times before. This is the famous story. Chav Kak Shal Pishtan, right? So he says over here, at the end, Tov Lahan Higam Shloyeh Tkli Taras Achavis. So there's a whole bunch of series of svaras. One, bar zaruka. Some of these things, you know, the brushes to wash the dishes have a handle. Baraz Aruka. That's another sad lahakal in those cases, which does not exist by the nobis, where there's no handle. Okay? He says as follows. Otherwise, Shulchan Aruch says, we pass it against the Aruch. We pass it against the Aruch. So it's a siruf. So maybe we can be makel when there is a handle, and be machmer when there is no handle. Okay? There's more to be said, but I want to go back to the issues at hand. Okay. Rabbi said today's topic is a lemon. So you buy it's a lemon. But a lemon is very important for us. Shin Chav Siv Vav, an entire Siv about lemons. That's three words. Mutar Lischot Lemons. Three words. That's it. Mishnah Berurah Siv Kon Chav Beis, that's Chazer. Why? I, that Avshad Derech L'Sochtan B'chol, Kevin Shein Derech L'Sochtan L'Sorach Mashke, L'Tabba Ba'Ochel, Havik Eshar Peris. Eshar Peris, we pass on his Mutar. Okay? Because we'll never... One never drinks it. One just uses it for a dip. Then, Fafilu im aderech lesochtan b'chol l'tof mayim shenosu bem tzukur lishtos k'latanuk, lemonade. Mikol makom, noagin ha'olam l'hokel lasa zeh b'shabes. Why? Lo mitzvah l'kederech lishtos me'eschidas ha'pri gam b'lo tarovos mashka acher. Only if you drink it straight. Inami, lo mitzvah elek shesochtan name of levad v'chakach ma'arvan osam avla minig lischot neima v'tok mashka acher l'idemotam shori beis yosef and tas u'lefi zeh b'zman hazeh sh'yodua sh'memalat chovios m'leat l'meir s'shos in punch beis ha'mekomos tzorach yin gorel l'mutl l'soch l'm b'shabah l'soch mashka t'yev sh'ad v'dom v'tut v'rimonim kevin d'derach l'soch l'm b'kelim b'fnei atzmon. Oh, you want to use it for tea, don't squeeze it straight into the tea, squeeze it out of the sugar. Okay? For having kamashka balochel. V'chein lis, l'sokto l'tavshil, to squeeze lemon onto your fish. Agabi ochel, pshita d'shari. Okay? Atkan is very, very important, Mishnah Berurah. So now, Rabbi Osai, once again, the Piskei Teshuvah says what to say. That's what to say. There are two different svaras over here. So let's open the first a regular Shulchan Aruch. See the Taz and the Magen Avraham. What do they say? Taz Shin Chof Sifkot and Hey. Mutal Lischot Lemons. Kotzer Beis Yosef. In Mitzrayim. In Dula Tov Mayim. And we say, and it's okay anyway. Yeah, why? Lematek uchla over lo l'tzorach mashke. Einem eskabin rakla says tam b'mayim. And that's okay. That's what the Taz says in Sivkot and Hey. Temogon Avram, Sivkot and Ches. Similar. Kevin she'ein derech klal l'soch l'tzorach mashke. L'tzorach ochel. Havik ishar peris. I feel the nagel the sochel the soch mayim lishtos shari kaven the ain derech lishtos olivado. So they're relying on that svara. As long as you don't drink the lemon juice straight, it's going to be mutter. Now, does everyone agree with that svara? So the Piskei Teshuvah in Shin Chof Sifkot, footnote 109. See what he says. 109. Writes as follows. Taz and Magen Avraham and others, only the Tamarishan. What does he call the Tamarishan? Okay. Tamarishan is because you don't drink it by itself. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You don't drink lemon juice by itself. And he goes a whole bunch of others who agree. But who disagrees? Who disagrees? Those who hold the second reason. That's only squeezed into juice. Today they squeeze it by the zillions, right? So b'zman hazeh, when they make it, you can buy lemon juice. So the first svara still exists. No one drinks lemon juice straight. But the second svara that's never squeezed by itself, so no longer applies. So he says in this, fascinating, there's kotvios min akotza lakotza, lemons today. Wow, he wrote a whole book on it. Yes, I'm agreeing. Behechlat the Shavuot Shulchanor of Datan the Chatzchil is called lemons bechol tzura. Who's that? He's going to tell today's people. Aside from the Taz, he says people today, Bezman Hazeg, recent Gedolim. He says Eglay Tal or Chashulchan Ayala Shlucha and others. On the other hand, some Isachatas Moruksia Besimaze. Kedarko b'charifas shavu l'matirim. Rav Yaakov Emden didn't write diplomatically. Yechayim chatas, he said. Wow. L'yodati al-mai smichu l'asas ma'as ha'lokal b'yisuri shavu tzachami choshana mechatas fisha le'imonim enem ela mele'im mashka goma yosim mitutim v'imonim d'stamu l'achila. I guess he holds that this view is only for drink. No one eats the lemon, so therefore it's like zesim v'anovim. Ayerid bini imamater, Hashem maklo yagadol lahokli rosh b'isa chomer, the beisyaris the b'nai matzkos, lo nichlas lo oznai, kashe yor amayin yosha orlech, woo! Yaakov Emden, those are pulling punches. Who else says that way? The Radvaz, Chayodom, Isa Daraisa, Isa Shitosa, right? Nishmasodom, that we pass like Rashi, right? Yeah. Das Torah, he's quoted by the Das Torah. Tzemach Tzedek and Mishnayis. Achshav Shino Lisko that Tzniut had the lemons, the Shtorok Shia, Mayim and Sukkah. Also the Sof, Lafil, the Apostle, the Matirin, the Rabbanan al-Kalponim, the Kam Apostle, the Mishbar Chi of Chattas. Whoa. Shvitzah Shashavah also asks it. From one extreme to the other. Het the Gomer, or Chi of Chattas. And some say, it's not a Chi of Chattas, but it's also unless it's doing it, you're doing it into something, into a food, or you can do the tzarach with tabalo, mashka to mix something else, not to make a mashka out of it. Because you can't squeeze it to make a drink out of it, but you can squeeze it to make a dip out of it. That's the compromise. Who's a compromiser? Alter Rebbe, right? Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Hashulchan says no. The materium is mutter, and the ostrom is also, he doesn't like the compromise. And the Tal doesn't like it, whatever. Okay, so what do you do? He says the minigas to be machmir. Those who don't want to squeeze it even into ochel. Why? Because it's like boser. Remember boser? Not edible. Right? Here's also not edible. So Rabbo said a lot of different sheetahs that comes to lemons. It's a real problem. Right.
As far as to why it would be also lemons, even though it's not drink, it's because it's made for mashke, even though it's not drink.
Right. And the Beis Yosef says that the fact that it's not gonna drink it by itself, that's a heter. So Rav Yaakov thinks that's a beich svara, maklo yagelo. It just makes no sense to him. Eyes of Yosef Karo. He wasn't it doesn't matter who he is. So he's Rav Yosef Karo. I'm Yaakov Emden. That doesn't matter who he was. He didn't play favorites. He thought it was ridiculous. No. Bottom line is as follows. If you squeeze it on the sugar, is what to rely upon. Okay? But it's only, he says, lemons, but other things you shouldn't do is Rav Moshe's for. Because lemons, there's those who are make of the chlal, and lemons, some say, is considered to be a spice, it's considered to be bottled to the sugar, as opposed to other pears. It's a very big controversy. Now, it's interesting, the Mechaber's Lashon over here, we talk about the Toch Ha'ochal and Siv Dalet. What is it? What's Lashon? Kedei L'takein Ha'ochal. Siv Dalet, the head of the Toch, right? Kedei L'takein Ha'ochal. That's the nature of the heter. Okay? That's very nice. But and the Mishnah Berurah explains, Havikim Mafrid Ochel Me Ochel. So the question, of course, becomes, why do you the Taken for? What do you the Taken for? If you look in the Hilchos Yomtiv, Siman Tov Kuf Hei Sif Aleph, gives two Heterim. The Taken the Ochel, O, Sheyesh Bo Piruin Vachol Nivla Behem. which means the majority or the totality is absorbed there. And they're two separate dinim. Two separate dinim. If it's just not helping out the bread, has to be completely absorbed. This is the sharasiyin chos mechayodam. Or at least the majority absorbed, but the minority wouldn't work. That's in a case where it's just a sort of a bluff. You're milking a yontif onto bread to be matzah. Milk doesn't help the bread. It makes the bread worse. You want, who eats milky bread over here? I don't mean milky bread. Bread which you then dipped in. Who dips their bread in milk? Nobody. It's Dunkin' Donuts. Thus, yeah. But bread and milk is not a common a combination. It's not a takim, but if it's all absorbed, that's a separate head. Fine. What about bosa? We mentioned bosa before. Sif hey. Yesh misha omer dehu adin leboser shemuta lesocha lesocha ochel. Rabbeinu tam osa beboser holven aroy lechol. Some say lemon is like boser. Right? You can't eat lemon, you can't eat boser. Boser is unripe grapes. Unripe grapes. Yeah. So it's a question. The Mishnah Berurah writes of Katan Chaf holveno hain de Mishnah Mzeh aviku borer. Oh, let me talk psalms. We haven't started bore yet. What's going on? He also may adam the ochon also butler daitan etzel kol adam. If he wrote the lechol lealter, also davar shesorin the tocha bosa mutter. Everyone knows halacha when it comes to bore. I mean, he's probably learned it in school, right? If it's how's it go? Three atayim, right? Ochon mitop psalms. It has to be the altar. It has to be biyat. So you have all three. The mutter, the ochum, the psalms, the tzorach, also suda. So it says me mutter. I schita. The ha'et, bishop schita, lekokan, came and shabbat, the tocha ochel. All the Shabbos and the Taz say that way, the mogul, the rabbi, says no. The ha, the mutter, shah, mishum, shayin, the rabbi, the ochum, the tocha, psalms, mashayin, and bezeh, the rabbi, rasu, the yef, shabbat, and achet. There's no other way. So why do we say, I could have done psalms with the ochel, and the ochum, the psalms, so it's derech achila. He had no alternative. He considered it to be derech breiro. It's a machlokas over here. It's a machlokas. Okay. Who am I to decide? It's a machlokas. Yes? It means that ochem etop soles is mutter when there's two choices. You choose one. But when there's no choice, then it can go one of two ways. Either it's mutter or it's asr. So he says in this case he considers it to be asr because the fact it looks like a derech bread, it doesn't look like you're eating it. I would say, to make a long story short, it looks more like production than consumption. Right? You're still manufacturing, you're not consuming it. Kane really. Now if you look over here in the bir alocha lechol, right? Close of machlokas if it's la'alter. I'm going to take a look at bir alocha sifhei. Lechol, he wants to say it's really also Mishum Dosh. Toises and Kuf Mem Dalet. It says Beferish by Chaliva is Mishum Dosh. Ochem and Apsolus could be Dosh too, here too. The Behema is Psolus. It's like Dosh. Sota by Boser. Well, if you say Nistra Kula Legame, the Medisha and Afkamina Ben Liata Liachasman. This is the classical position. And there's no Heta of Dosh. Lealter, we had the egg white tell us that's not true. The wizard had to buy nutcrackers. He has. But we understood it to mean that it depends upon if it's normally done lealter. If it's nuts are normally done lealter, we haven't got to peanuts with manasseh, that's a problem, because they make peanuts by the billions, which they shell them away before you eat them. We'll discuss that. But assuming the case that's normally done lealter, we thought it's even more when it comes to dash. Coming back to lemons, the Piskei Tshuvas here in footnote 115, quote the Shutchas Am Sofer. Okay, what does he say? I don't understand. All the lemons, it's like boser. This is a problem according to the Magen Avraham. And the Tila Dava says, how can he allow lemons? I don't understand. Now Rola Chila, but the Daito. So the egg tag is an answer. Then the boser, the liquid that comes out, is roy. Lemon, it's vitamin not roy. So you got what's psolus, what is it? You couldn't eat when it's 11, you can't eat when it comes out of 11. That's the Eglei Tal's answer to this kasha that the Tila Ledovin, the Chasam Sofer, ask. Okay, so it's a very, very nice answer. Does everyone agree with the answer? I'm not so sure. Sure. The Chasam Sofer and the Tila Ledovin ask, how can the Mechaba mat the lemons? It's no better than Boser. Right? Boser, right? According to many poskim, Rabbein Tam Oser beBoser, so you say Rabbein Tam Oser beLemons. He doesn't mention that. So the Eglei Tal says, no, Boser, the fruit was unfit and the juice is fit. Lemons, they're both unfit. So, okay, it's an interesting answer. Interesting answer. Eglei Tal's answer. Okay. Others say, no, Boser is not roy for anything. Whereas lemon, you know, if you take a lemon and put it in your tea, you don't squeeze it. So then it gives a good taste. So it is considered royal a little bit more. Okay, fine. Now I'll both say very, very important. This is a critical point. Look at Mishnah Berurah here, Sivkot and Yudches. It says over here, the Shulchan Aruch writes, you have a kedera, so it's mutter. Avlam ein batavshil, the kedera is empty. Aser, of course it's aser. But the fact is that kedera makes a difference. Kedera is an example of someone who has food in it, and the car has no food in it. That's typical. That doesn't mean that's the shape of the receptacle. Says the Helga Mishnah Berurah Yudches. Vafilu daito litno achakach letavshil. Gam ken aser. Tibina she is chaten letocha tavshil. Now later on you want to put it into a tavshil. How's that going to help? Chav beis ken mucha besmag. That's not going to help. The drisha says in Sivkon beis yechayim edaraisa. Yechayim edaraisa. Does everyone agree to that? Not necessarily. Rabosai, take a look a little bit further. Ayin bedrisha shekosav shekhiyuva nami yesh bezeh in Sivkon beis. But look in Sharatian Chav Gimel. Ahagak matosi betshuvas radvaz. Yesh bezeh isura malo chiyuvas to Rabbanon. Kevin shedayit olita letoch atavshel. Because they're prima godin. Okay? Wow. It's a machlekes on a level of the rice, a fascinating shayla. Mashke bala ochel kaochel. What if it goes on, not on the fly, on a bounce? A mashke into a cup, and the cup will pour into the ochel. It's a machlekes of the rice of the Rabbanan. Where did the Radvaz get it from? Rashi. Yeah, no less a source than Rashi. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Kuf mem dalet amid beis. Everyone open up. Kuf mem dalet amid beis. Avalola tocha kaira. Why? The zimnin de lamashka koi. Because in the kaira, the bowl, sometimes it's lamashka koi. Fiafal gav de vikara. Lo shasi inish. People don't usually drink necessarily straight from the bowl. Lo mucha milsa. The ika iser. What do those words mean? Those are very hard to understand. What do the words mean? So the Tosis read, the answer to C, explains that the kara is empty. And Rashi implies if you got it's muchach, if it's muchach that you're going to transfer it from the kara onto your food, it would be mutter. That's how the Radvaz understood it. Let's read it one more time. The zimnin the mashka koi, afagad the bekara lo shasi inish, and therefore you're going to probably move it over into something else. It's not a cup; it's a bowl. Lo mucha milsevik yisur, it's the rabbana like a marasayan almost. But if it's obvious, you're going to take it from the bowl and put it into your full pot. Then it would be mutter, at most of the Rabbanan. And the Tosfos read, obviously Rashi, says it's aser. And over here, look over here in the Bir Halacha L'Toch Kedera, take a look in Siv Dal L'Toch Kedera, Hodin L'Toch Kara. What do you mean, Hodin L'Toch Kara? If the Kara is what? It's full of food, right? Kedera L'Avdavka, it has to have. Kara's Tavshul, it's also mutter. After Medivei Rashi, Mashma de Bekara, Af sheyesh batavshel gam ken osa shul lo mucha milsa the zimden the mashka kaboyle kenu biyuvish Rashi kematosi b'meiri the lo ke'ez achronim and the Tosfos read Shlo Aviyah didn't Aviyah didn't Rashi. What's the case of Rashi? The pot the car is empty or full? Big difference. We would say like this: if the car is full, it should be mutter. It's empty, it should be yasa. But Rashi seemed to say neither. There's going to be a problem. So the Machmirim say even if the car is full, it's also mishumar and sign. No, it's food in the car. And the Mekilim say even if the car is empty, it's still not also mikim adin because you're going to put it into the kedera later. Wow, who's right? Who's right? Who's right? Kam the Chazanish, I mentioned this yesterday, says the Meiri is right. You gotta love it, right? The Meiri is right. Isn't that ironic? Okay. And therefore, it comes out the Chumah in the Shalom. He says, if you do it into an empty dish, having it in mind to put it into a pot, also midaraisa, chayev, chayev. It makes a big deal out of this. Chazanish, you can look it up. There's a whole arichas. There we go. Nun hei vov. Quotes the Rashi. Look at the Balak, quotes the Meiri. Yeah, the Meiri's right. Okay? So therefore, chol of the kliya manas lita letov ochel chayav. As the Mishkot from the Drisha. Why? Pe'emes mashke shetov ochel is mashke. Quotes Mishnayas and Taharis. Not going to Taharis now. It's Taharis, but it's only by us a valuable team. We're not going to Taharis. But let's stick to Shabbos, okay? Well, yeah. Okay. That's only if the minute it comes out, it's on its way down to land in the ochel. Avak shenach pekli, ustama kvar hu mashke, ela shebona lo tziyam ito as mashke, ni machshavto, en ka machshav lo tziyo, shari choshev hashta mashke, gam achwe shiyavu letoch ochel yistil mashke. It won't help. Vekeimad b'mashke, hashvina lo mashke, ino nesosu machshavto, shabu choshev kemashke. Having a hashtag, the kshuk, the klik, the stomach, the maskin, the cover of him down, it's going to use the raisa, right from the Rashba. The Rashba says, Shum bosum lilas, to be a chiv chadat kot of Yochanan. We spoke about this last week. It's made litbo ben, ochel. Doesn't matter. But the Rashba holds that sofna zaysa and of matoka kadera is mutter against the rach. V'nei d'chol she'en esoch l'toch ha'ochel osur lo minkar ha'milso she'en ha'mefarik mekom gom chiyav chatas leka ha'levadai kol shebo lo'olim b'fnei atzvan av she'dato l'arvan chol she'v mashka gomer ha'yachayev chatas. So writes the Chazon Ish. I'm sorry. You're saying the evil Shemen. We ask the kasha shemen is not used to drink directly. Perhaps. Because they used to they squeeze into bottles directly. Possibly. Then we'll come back to it. Rabosai, what about tzricha legufa? How can we chayav chadas? Ain't tzricha legufa. He asked even the ibud. Watch the Chazanish, watch this. He's like this. Cholev, lo mahani mashadato la avan shekvonasa mashke lecholola. It doesn't help what he wants to do. Okay? The Radvaz got it from Rashi, but the Meiri's Pshat and Rashi is right. Kevin Shavu be Meiri. They learn Pshat and Rashi differently. See, the Meiri is right. He quotes the Rashba, shine. Look at a cholev litan loch okel. But he also says it's true, even if it's going to be le'ibud, you're going to put it into a pot and you're going to ultimately throw it out. So the Chazon Ish also asks that midaraisa. Somewhere in here. That was one of the big problems of the kibbutzim in the Chazon Ish's time in Eretz Yisrael. They used to use goyim. And they said they want a avodah evrit. Whole discussion about that. Okay? So, he seems to say, even if it's going to be le'ibu, it's still chayef. Because right now, it's a problem. One second, I'm just looking for the... V'af im chol ha'mas lishboch le'ibut nire de chayev de keva de bekliva over de mimlach. He may change his mind. It's common to change your mind. The rov and the other made him have the milk. Choshev mashke. Rabosai, this is fascinating. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa talks about this concept. It is yes. We assume that things are measured in real time. At the moment that you milked it, that's where you have to make a decision. Chayav apatah. You can't say, well, later on it's going to be, we'll be mechayav later on, we'll patah him later on.
Right now it's not, it's
that's an excellent question. Who cares if you change your mind? That's an excellent question. So the Shmir Shabbos has in his mavo introductory chapter about these things. Melachat tzricha legufa, ain't tzricha legufa. It's going to be as follows. Emeir tzarech, it's only the rabbanim. We know we passed like a shimon. Fine. There's a lengthy footnote over here. Lamed Zion. Takes up half a page. He writes like this. Chol of the ibud is ain't tzricha legufa. Okay? Look at Chazanish. If all said melacha shetzar legufa shebekavanas levatas hamelacha lechor matana machlokes mishabru chazanish, the mishabru says the radvaz sochet eshkol anav matol kli rake for that alit no achakach letavshel is the rabbanon. The chazanish says we just read it chol the kli rake and alit no letoch ochel letoch al kli and matzadish berosol the ibud is a daraisa. Okay, so who's right? Who's right? Pashas according to Mishnah Berurah is no issur at all. Why is it usur? We don't know that you're going to spill it out. It's a marasayan kind of thing. So there's no issur dash in the first place. So once Rabbos said the Mishnah Berurah is megal based on the fact it's not dash in the first place, who says he argues with the chaznish and entzir legufa? It's tzrich legufa, but it's het legomer anyway. It's not a dash in the first place. Klolim and protim, Rabbosai. The Shmir Shabbos assumes that they're arguing about a klal. How do you know? Maybe they're talking about the prat. Oh. Rabbosai, I want to show you where Rashi. I want to show you where Rashi proves that Chazanish is right. From left field. Yeah.
Wouldn't this be true about any luck, let's say, corporate movie in Tarkal Akbar?
Right.
Change their mind.
Right. So the Chazanish is saying most people do when they're with their big holes. He said most people have the milk, they're prone to change their mind because other people don't spill the milk out. When most people dig ditches, after the fact, it's a good ditch. No. Most people want dirt, they're not gonna want the ditch, they're not gonna change their minds. Maybe. But let me show you what I want to show you. Look at Rashi of all places. Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. What? Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. The middle of nowhere. Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Take a look. Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Find it. The Mishnah. Shmona Shrotim. Hatzodah Machol Vim Chayav. Shashkotim Rimasa Machol Vim Potter. Hatzodah Latzorah Chayav. Shalom Latzorah Potter. Of course not. Because it's Ain't Shul the Gufa, right? It says Rashi, Shalom Latzorah Potter. The Ain't Bimino Nitzod. Havim Malacha Shain Atzrichu the Gufa. Rabbi Shimini. Kedemukah Labi Gemara. And if it's Bimino Nitzod? If it's Bimino Nitzod? Still ain't Shir Lagufa. What's going on with this Rashi? What is going on with this Rashi? Take a look at Tosfos. Shalom Tzod, the Tzor, Potter, Pirish Rashi, Ebimino Nitzod. Eilen Nire! The man, the Potter, Ebimino Nitzod, Potter, Afil Tzorich! Reish the Forest, Afil Ebimino Nitzod, Potter, Bishim, Davi, Melachash, and Tzor Lagufa. What's Pshat Rashi? Rashi's Pilei Ploim. If you saw the Ma'am Makomas, there's another Tosfos read, second one for today. The Tosfos read in Kuf Zayin of Advei says, if the Derech HaOlam is a Tzodan, Litzorech, even the Yotzah Shalola Tzorech, Yachayev, it's called Tzorech Legufo. Pilei Ploim. This is an unbelievable limitation. He limits Enshil Legufo to when most people is Enshil Legufo for. But if everybody else is Tzorech Legufo and you not, Yachayev. Tosfos is read. It's right there. It's on the Ma'amar Makomos. Slowly. Take a look at Rashi over here on the Kuvav of the base. Find it. One second. I think it's Rashi here too. She'en v'mino nitzot. That's the Rashi. She'en v'mino nitzot. Tzirin v'yitushin. She'en al tzorech. Again, ain't shir l'gufa. Only case when no one. So comes out Rabosai, the Rashi is like the Chazanish, and Tosfos is against the Chazanish. This can be found in by say the Chelik Dalet. I didn't bring any copies to be sold. If you want, I can bring them up. Look on page Nundalev over there. And it seems to be Paskin, like Tosfos. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Simon Shin Tezayin, Sivkot and Yud Beis. Rabbeinu Sayyuchus Seda, it's relevant to our discussion too. Shin Tezayin, Sivkot and Yud Beis. Ein demino nitzo, vafilu imutzod leizet tzorech, gam kein lo chashiv et tzeda. Yudal in the bottom, Tosfos, Beran, Beritva, Shaposkin, against Rashi. So it should come out that in our case it should be considered answer to the gufa. So it would appear. Okay. I want to get to the next topic. I still have some time. The discussion of the woman who wants to express milk to avoid the pain. Okay? I want to show you the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed, Sifkot and Lamed Beis. Shin Lamed, Sifkot and Lamed Beis. The Mechaber is discussing the case of the Ben Ches, which again doesn't apply to Bisman Hazeh anymore. We have incubators. It's considered as Mukta, Imo Shocholom, and Mikosom, Mitzara, Cholosh, and Mitzara. We spoke about this, 10 days ago, at the very beginning, I read you that Tosfos. Lamed Beis Ala Oretz, Tiyen Zed Kederach Mefare, Kevin Shaholach Leibud, Ve'od, Tavim Malachash and Tzirah Legufa, the Potter, which Mitzara Legos, the Kuma Mapis Mursa. Two separate and distinct heterim are found over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Beis. Two separate and distinct heterim. Okay? Fine. So Piskei Tshuvos, once again, he comes to the rescue. Here in Siman Shin Lamed, footnote 91. The Shaila is a very serious Shaila. The woman wants to express the milk to throw it out, but it's difficult logistically. So she wants to express the milk into a bowl, a pot, and she'll throw it out. What do you say? Osir Amutter. Depends on the two terutzim. 91. Tam holach li'ibud alima tfei, because ain't shir l'gufa, why? It's called the Rambam, ain't shir l'gufa is chayef. And it could be holach li'ibud is mutter, ain't shir l'gufa is only potter. The Mishnah Berurah quotes two tamim. That means, אף אם לא ישפכן על איבוד מיד, אלא שואב לתוקלי ולאח הגמר השיבה ישפכן על איבוד נמי שפר דמים, הן צריכו לגופו. מי רדיק. I'm not sure the chasnish would agree to this either. He might say, "Shvicha leguf," and she'll change her mind. Oh, my baby started crying. Oh, I threw out the milk. Baby started to cry. Right? So I don't know if he'd even agree with this. Follow me? But we assume the most possible, we said, as I told you earlier, we said, it's called Shvicha leguf. So that would be mutter even if you go into the pot and then, but then you spill it out. But according to the Mishnah Berurah we had earlier, it's possible that that would be also called Holech leibud too. Maybe. Maybe. Fine. Let's go a little further. No, if there's no kli, that it goes liyimud, goes right into the floor, at the gummer. Right, because there was a kli underneath, Chaznish says, even though you hit the mukhan and mezuzah meant to throw it out. You can change your mind. Most people don't throw it out. If it goes to the ground, it's going to the ground. That's his mechul. That's his mechul. Fine. Fine. Interestingly, the Arzaruah, which is the source of this, in Siman and Ches, proves right from Rabbi Yochanan. It's a Bechiev Chatas, and the Gufon is Mutter, like the Ibud. We spoke about that a while ago. Shulchan Aruch is Mata the Gufon, even the Tocha Kanar, which we spoke about also. Even though he passed like the Rach, he's machmir, quotes the Rach as being a sheet that you have to worry about. You can expect the Tocha Kara is likely Ibud, even though you're throwing out later on. Maybe. So the Ibud should be mutter than the Tocha Ochel against Chazesh who equates them. Maybe. Fine. Okay. Fine. What if you squeeze something, right? Sharpeiris. What's in Sharpeiris? We're about to be passing Shulchan Aruch. Sharpeiris is mutter. But you have this always in the background. This that's Chayyadam is gets in our way, right? That Rashi, you know, not like the Beis Yosef. What will happen? You do Sharpeiris. You squeeze it in order to mix it in with some other machol, or to be matbil in it. So people wanted this, Poskim want to say, I have a sefer called Shabbos Kalocha. Have I shown you that sefer yet? Have we introduced you to the sefer yet? There's a new one, Rabbi Osai. I didn't even know it existed. But the Pisgei Teshuvah is quoted on every page. So I went to the library, I took it out. And they say Shabbos Kalocha. There are two volumes, Beis and Gimel. This would be, I think, in Beis. I think. Should be both on my table. I think it's Beis. I think, I'm not sure. Let's see. Yes. Let's give you a Mara Mokum. It's Perek Tes Vov, in this beautiful Sefer, Sif Tes. Verse as follows. You know, we spoke about the two opinions. Dea Mekila, the Mechaber, Dea Machmira, Rashi, Nishmach Chayodam. Avasuge Peres Asurim. Hasogar amanas la'arev machal b'mitzah nischat, or the tabavos hamachal. So he wants to say that be mutter, even what they call the dea machmira might agree to be makel in this kind of a situation. That's what he suggests here in Sifkot and Hay. And you can pass in that way. Now, a long footnote. Whoa, very long, those pages and pages. We'll call Sifkot and Hay. I'm going to tell you everything he says, just to give you a ma'amah, but to look up more. Look, he says, fundamentally, if you're ma'arev it with mitz, or you're going to be ma'at, it's fundamentally considered to be an ochel. There's a ma'aris ayin. Right, who says, you know, you'll do it? But if it's mutter midina, because the mechav is matah shaperis. If you want to be machmer for the chayodah, and I'm required to be a machmir in this kind of a situation. According to the Drisha, holds the chay of mamish, then it should be awesome. Drisha is the one who said, if you squeeze it here, amanas, do something else to put it into a pot. It's a chay of the raisa. We saw that quote in the Mishnah before, against the Radvaz, etc. So then it would be a problem here as well. That's what he suggests in this beautiful Sefer. He quotes it, Tzemach Tzedek, with your raya, olives. The Tzemach Tzedek says, olives you also don't drink. So it's not royal shtir, the man brokos of lam and vav, boser and melilus, right? So he wants to suggest that maybe there are distinctions. It's hard to go into all the prat what he says. Take a look, this is one place in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Ches. And it's a long piece here. I'm just trying to be summarized in a few minutes. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Ches. Shin Chav. Quite lengthy. Okay, different situations, different poskim. Okay, the Magen Avraham says that even though he quotes the drisha, the chashash daraisa, kazach shavinu, you don't apply that svara when you squeeze it, wanting to put it into a machel. Okay, that's what he suggests. Now, the Mechaber in Siv Zayin, what the Mechaber say? This is called Kvoshim Shlokos in Lugufon Shein Tzorach L'mayim and Tzorach L'el Tachan L'achila for the Tzorach L'el Tocha Ka'ara. It's still Mutter. We had a whole discussion about this. Why should that be so? Not so simple. Why should it be so? Why? Not so simple. So the quotes that say with Tehila LeDavid that I have here too. Tehila LeDavid is in Sifkotin Ches as well, where he says as follows: if I have mayim in a beged and I squeeze it into a kli, I don't need it. Still. Is an anan sade that's nichale. You want that masha that came out. As opposed to kvashim ushlokos, that the likelihood is that the vinegar, whatever that comes out of the sour pickle, is not roy. There's no anan sade. That's why it's mutter betocha kli. When it's holech li'ibud, when you're going to throw it out. In other words, it's along the lines that we said earlier, if there's a suspicion you're going to use it, change your mind, most people use it, then it's a problem. But if it's probably going to be thrown out, then it's more likely to be makel. He has a piece here in the bottom, in the back, the sefer, there's a sefer, then he has what he calls he'oros, then he has what he calls biurim, and the back tosefes biurim. Oh boy. What's the Prima Magadim, which we spoke about before? The Taz is matter by holech li'ibud, right? This is the Taz. Let's look at this Taz. We still have a few minutes. The Taz at the very end of the siman, the very end. Sifkot Yud Beis, Shin Chav Sifkot Yud Beis. Everyone, open up, please. If you have a Taz, Sifkot Yud Beis. Okay, this whole is going on Sifil Ches. Okay, the Taz is matir certain situations of holech li'ibud towards the end. I can't read the whole thing. No time for the whole thing. Like this, he says, "Im nishbach shecher or shamashkim she'enim alavdim ala mapa shal shulchan v'rotzol the nakol so." Al kol ponim lo yishav misham toch kaf achas for this shvach lechutz the av agav the yashlichen al ibud mikol makom kan bishar shu shoyev toch a kaf os yisur gomur for the told of the mefarik who was that komod in the yisur for lo yoel mash yishbog ach a kach a kaf lechutz the zem uvah so yuchal niskon. Wow. But if it's the Ibud, then it's matter it. So the pre-megadim here in Mishpat Zav has a lengthy discussion about this. He says like this. What about a case where there's a daraisa? A daraisa is different than a derabbanan. How can the Taz make a comparison to the daraisa and the derabbanan? We spoke about this a long time ago. That they are machmir only if it's over the makach, like zaysin vanavim. Not because it's nisa daraisa. Not doing nisa daraisa. It's not over the makach. That's what, in that respect, it's like kfashim mishlokos. Even the kfashim mishlokos derabbanan here might be daraisa, it's water in the rig. Doesn't matter. Is it normally used or normally not used? Normally squeezed, not squeezed. That's if you recall the pre-Megadim, remember, if you have a good memory, in Eshel Avraham Simkot and Tess, let's just see it one more time, we saw it already a few times, he writes as follows, for Tutan Luguf and Shor, they roll by Sokhna my man, for the Omar Zaysim Anovim Din Torah Gozim Hashem Kvashim Shpot Avalosu. No! Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the question remains chayav leguf and shari, right? But still, motivates them enough mitzaser. It doesn't depend on the rice to rabbon. It depends upon what people normally use it for. Do they normally squeeze it out, or don't normally squeeze it out? Anyway, the tilul dav at the end says that the alta lebavet shereba left those three words out. I feel the toch hakara. And then he goes through a discussion in sifkot and tes about the toisus on af ayin gimel amid base. Again, briefly. We don't have too much time. Just briefly. We'll get to the idea of the nursing mother, we'll get to tomorrow, believe that. But just briefly, Ayin Gimel of the Vase. Take a look at Tosfos. For Tzorach Le'etzim, Nira Da'afilu Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechai Malacha Shein Esvicha Le'gufa, Bina Tzorach Le'etzim, otherwise it's nothing, like Korea, and like Kvashim Mishlokas. Okay? Because Angel was part of a loser. And here it is absolutely mutter. It's mutter. Okay? Holech li'ibud. Right? So, the Tilul David says that it's holech li'ibud, and therefore, as we call in our language, lo nikole. As we said before, kvashim b'shlagos l'kli, it's li'ibud. People are not going to use it. And that's why it's okay. It's mutter. But if it's nicholei, claims the Tilul David, you're chayev, even in this situation, you know why? Anan sade. Anan sade, it's good for you. It's like as if you're a mechavim. Tzorach li'etzin, what does that mean? Anan sade, the nicholei. So even though he's not doing it for the express purpose, it doesn't say mechavim li'etzin. It says tzarach li'etzim. It's achidish nifla. Depends on what he needs it or doesn't need it. And he says that for that reason. Look in the Gemara. This last thing. Kuf mem hei aman alef. We started from. Kuf mem hei aman alef. Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, v'amed v'amur l'gufon, last three lines, aval me'mehen lo yiskot, Dim sochat nasa kemisha sochat zaysim anavim. What do you mean zaysim anavim? He says it means even zaysim anavim legufan pilei ploy mechidish. If you're medayik and lishanas at gemara, you understand where it's coming from. One more time. Everyone see the three lines from the bottom. Hamavah amurim bekfashim mishlokos is mutal legufan lemei meyan says the biyochanan nechayev chatas. Why? Im sochat means what? Kfashim mishlokos lemei meyan. Nasa Kemisha Sokha Taysim Anavim. What do you mean Taysim Anavim? Not the Meimeyan, even the Gufa, as he wants to say. Why? Because I'm not inside of the Nichole. Everyone uses, everyone makes wine, everyone uses olives. And Yechayev Chalas, even in that kind of case, Pile Ployim. Now I told you the Mechutin Shlita, Rabbi Ribia, said that if you look in his Sefer, that maybe Taysim Anavim would be Chayev. Page Resh Nun Zayin and Chesin Lamatas Malachas, based upon this Rashi. What's Pshat Rashi? Rashi holds you chayav even in any fruit if it's not Shavinu. So in what way are Zayin Simanavim Mochamer? I would say not. They're not mochamer. He's just square. There's enough. The mechutin says no. It must be mochamer. So he said, but he says that even a case where tolech leibud mamish, that I can't agree with the mechutin. This is big tzaddik. I have to come with chacham. But the tila davar says, at least in a case which is going into a kli and not leibud, but it's not your intention. It would be chayv because I'm non tzaddik, and most people want it in that way. And that's in that way. Say some of them are in fact mochamer. Then tomorrow we'll start again with the nursing woman. We'll try to finish up all these inyanim, and then we get to the ice machine, squeezing ice and snow and all that stuff, which is the topic which I told you to ignore until now. So for tomorrow, the next day, we'll try to get into that topic, and then we'll have a conversation coming on the way about the Dosh problem.